Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to go to Southampton? Neither are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling, here with my co-host, Sarah Humphrey. Sarah, how are you?
Let's be clear. I am signing up to go on the Hampton Jitney, and I'm going to Southampton. Like, you could
with Avery. Yeah, you are an Avery girly. You noted Avery stan. So.
Yeah, I would love to go to Southampton with Avery, like, in her house, and it's so big and pretty. And I would love to go to the beach, or I would like to go to her fancy-ass restaurants that she goes to. Like, I just want to be clear. I'm going to Southampton with Avery. My only question is, do we know how she got there? Did they take the jitney? I doubt it. She probably has a personal driver.
They just appeared there. She has a personal driver. How far is Southampton from New York City?
So the thing is that it's not that far. It's like probably like a couple of hours, but the traffic is so bad. So like,
maybe she had a helicopter take them.
A lot of people do. So like, I'm serious, because the thing is that like, if you leave from New York City to go to the Hamptons at like 2 o'clock on a Friday, you are fucked. Like, you are on that jitney for 5 hours.
Oh my God.
Okay. And I've done that. Like, I have literally have been forced to be on the jitney for that long. But the thing is, the Hampton Jitney, they give you snacks. It's like an airplane. They give you a snack. They give you a little juice box. Like, it is an experience. So the bus is not for the poors. The bus is for the elite. So we be going to the Hampton Jitney. We are going to the Hamptons. I love the Hamptons. Now, I haven't been in a while, and I'll be perfectly clear. I only went when I worked for my very abusive boss. So even though the times that I was there weren't great, I still had a great time. Like, for example, I was forced to work her like bougie garage sale for a weekend where she literally made me create custom stickers, not price stickers, just stickers to place on the things that people would purchase, mm-hmm. so that like everything was branded for her fancy garage sale.
This isn't what a garage sale is. Like, here's the thing. As someone who grew up, like, you know, not well off and mm-hmm. not poor, but either way, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. That's not what a garage sale is. A garage sale is where you go and you buy used items for reasonable prices. Reasonable people don't get custom stickers that aren't price stickers.
No, they're not price stickers.
Every story I've ever heard about this woman makes her sound like she has fully lost her mind.
She was insane. Yeah, I think like there were no prices on there. I think like you had to like ask.
That is my nightmare. That is not okay. If you have a garage sale, either what you have to do is just like put stickers on everything, or have like, this is the $5 table, this is the $10 table. Now, I'm going to assume, based on everything you've already just said about this woman, that absolutely nothing was $5 or $10.
No, I don't think so. Definitely not. There were also, I had to buy like white shopping bags and like brand those as well.
Why?
Because bougie.
If she's so fucking rich that she's customizing bags and fucking stickers for a garage sale, she should be donating anything she's gonna sell at a garage sale.
She also sold me a Tory Burch purse, but it was fake, but she told me it was real. At this garage sale.
I don't know who Tory Burch is, but grounds for arrest, I think.
Yeah, there was... But I still have a couple, like my favorite, I have something over there that's from that garage sale that's actually like my favorite thing ever. It's like a trio of vases.
I remember the trio of vases. Yes. Sarah loves a vase.
They're my special little babies.
Can I ask, does it bother you if people say vase?
No, I think I say vase sometimes too.
Okay. I feel like, I know this is like a caramel caramel type of like situation.
Yeah.
I say vase because vase makes me sound rich and I'm not.
No, I think it's like the and aunt thing, which I only say and. I don't know. I don't know when the vase. I think like for me, it's because once again, I'm in design. So I think like if I have like a vase I'm going to put flowers in, like one of those like clear vases that you get from 1-800-Flowers or whatever, I think I say vase, but when it's decorative only, like when it has no purpose other than it like
just to being, exist and look pretty.
Exactly. I think like my brain like code switches it to vase.
Okay, that honestly makes a lot of sense. Like, yeah. I do think that tracks. That makes sense.
Yeah, like I don't like call all like cheapy vases, vases, but I just think that like the thing behind me, this mm-hmm. whatever here, that's a vase because it's literally like 2.5 feet tall.
You're not putting fresh cut flowers into it. No,
it's just there for decoration. So mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I've been to Southampton. I've eaten at the fancy restaurants. I would love to go back one day when I don't have to be a laborer for a crazy woman.
Laborer.
Yeah.
Going down to the salt mines, doing my labor.
Pretty much. Yeah. Like, oh, I have to like go and work for her, work her parties, whatever. I have so many stories about me working for this woman.
Every story I've ever heard you tell about this woman makes her sound completely unhinged, and I cannot believe you worked for her for as long as you did.
Well, like, yeah. Insane. I mean, it was really a perfect storm because, like, I mean, whatever. We don't have to get into it, but...
Yeah, let's...
If we ever do our Q&A, if anybody wants to get our Q&A...
And 4 years in now? 4.5 years in? Yeah. still talking about doing an AMA.
Well, that nobody cares. That's the thing. Temi cares. That's who cares. Aww. Nobody else cares about us. They just
Temi cares.
They're like, hey, you stupid bitches, can you please just talk about Felicity already?
You know what's funny is Temi actually does ask us questions that would be in an AMA. Like, what's your favorite candle smell? Like, he does ask those questions.
I think it's because he knows how much we want to do an AMA, but nobody
placating
cares. Exactly. He's being incredible. He's being kind. So we're talking about season 3, episode 14, our Valentine's Day episode. It's Valentine's Day because it's 3/14. That's
Pi Day.
Same difference.
2/14 is Valentine's Day. 3/14 is Pi Day, but that's fine. I can officially we need to call the time. Let's see. It is 10:11. Saturday, January 18th.
Yeah.
I am calling it. It is the death of anyone rooting for Ben. We must call it. The show has been slowly getting us more on Team Noel. And you know what? I am, again, legally Team Ben, but I'm fucking pissed. I'm fucking pissed because being Team Ben has never been this difficult, and now it's extremely difficult and it's upsetting. Where do you want to start, Sarah? Do you want to stay on the Southampton train and talk about that whole thing?
Yeah, I would like you to tell me how upset you are that you didn't take my one-time offer.
I'm still not upset I didn't take your one-time offer because, yet again, I'm not going to forget that Noel stalked a woman. So, shitty boyfriend versus... Yeah. Shitty boyfriend versus stalker. I mean, I'll take shitty boyfriend, but
no, I would say stalker. I'll say I mean, is the boyfriend stalking me? Is the question? Oh no, he didn't.
No, he stalked someone else.
Well, I mean, he has the capabilities of stalking me. That would be very kind of him.
Oh my god. So Ben is a fuckhead. Ben and Felicity have this conversation. They haven't really talked to each other in a couple of days. She's been like painting her heart out. We're going to eventually have to talk about her paintings and decide whether we like them or not. Mm. And they meet up at Epstein Bar, and he basically says like, I'm just confused.
Yeah. So why did he invite her to the Epstein bar if he was just going to tell her that he was confused? I thought that he was calling her to be like, look, like I was an idiot. Like, I'm very, very sorry. I just want you to know that I didn't cheat on the test because of what you said. And like, I love you. And instead, he was just like, I'm confused. If somebody invited me out just to tell me that they were confused, this is like the perfect, you know, this could have been an email.
This is some bullshit. Like because she hasn't heard from him in a few days. Like she's been calling him and he hasn't answered.
Yeah.
And then he does, again, I agree with you. Like he says, okay, I would have called back sooner. I didn't know what I was going to say, but also I still don't know what I'm going to say. I'm confused. I wanted to talk to you. And Felicity, okay, I get on Felicity's case sometimes. Yes, she did stalk Ben in season one. This show has a short memory. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Felicity is doing the right things, right? She's like placating Ben here. She says, what are you confused? Are you confused about Avery? Like what's going on? What are you confused about, Ben? Let me hold your hand through this as you talk about another girl in front of me.
This is so like female coded. I mean, I guess it is male coded as well. Like I can see like the guys being like, oh, like, you know, guys get friend zoned all the time when they're talking about like girls are talking about their boyfriends to guys that are in love with them. Like, I can see this happening. But like, I just feel like it's such like a woman's position to be like, OK, let's talk about your feelings about why you want to dump me.
It's like fucking horrible. Hey, to her face, like, bro. Get a fucking friend. Like, I can't. Like, Noel wants to talk to you.
He has a friend.
Sean is around. You have fucking people to talk to. But no, you're saying all of this to your supportive girlfriend who then says, well, I guess if that's what you're thinking, like if you're confused about your feelings for Avery, then like maybe we shouldn't be together. And Sarah, I also feel the need to point out that poor Felicity has not gone through this a second time, because this also happened with Noel, with his fucking ex-girlfriend. Like, not that Avery is Ben's ex-girlfriend, but like,
I would be shocked, absolutely shocked, if this did not like fuck her up forever in terms of relationships. It would fuck me up. Like, I would be going to my therapist like 10 years later being like, yeah, like, I don't know. I just feel like everybody just wants to leave me and I'm not good enough for anybody. It is a little fucked. Like, I think that this is one of those things where it's just like, I think that like, guys, young guys, because like I was kind of in a similar position as well, where like, you know, the guy wanted to be like free and into the universe. I wanted to be in a relationship. And it was like, I had to like beg, essentially, like, please just like be with me. Like, tell me.
You were a pick me girl. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, absolutely. I was just like, what can I do to persuade you to be in a relationship like with me? And like, you know, Felicity, thankfully, is not having to, like, she doesn't do that. Like, she's just like, I mean, I wouldn't have had the guts to be like, yeah, like, if you have to question it, then like, you shouldn't be in a relationship.
She sets him free, but so gently, like extremely gently, that I just, I couldn't. Like, if it's me, I mean, obviously Felicity and I are very different people. But if I am sitting across the booth, that, let's just break down in very plain terms, like what happened. Ben spent some time with Avery. It freaked Felicity out. They got in a big argument, didn't talk for a few days. She's been calling him. He has been not returning her calls. And then when he finally returns her call and wants to get together with her, what does he do? He says, I'm just confused. Fuck all the way off with that. If I'm Felicity, I'm losing my fucking shit on this guy. I'm saying, then you don't deserve to be with me. Get out of my fucking face.
I mean, okay, so once again, I feel like this is very much like, I don't know if a 18-year-old version of you would have said that, but the 18-year-old version of me never would have said that. No. Like, never. No.
I don't know. I kind of think the 18-year-old version of me would have said it.
Probably. But it's also, like, a level of, like literal desperation, honestly. Like, I would have never said anything like that, because I was just like, yeah, like, I don't even know if I would say that now. Like, I barely have enough, like, I don't know, what would you call it? Like, enough like self-respect for me to be like, you know, fuck off, like, see you later. You know, you're not good enough for me. Like,
well, she definitely is of the mindset of like, she thinks it's a temporary thing, right? Like, she's heartbroken by this, but I don't think in her mind that like, this is the end of things. I think this is like a, Ben's going to sort out his feelings. He'll come back to me. We'll get back together. She's still like, you know, viewing it as a breakup of sorts, right? We see her like get home. She's like crying. It was so devastating to see. Like, obviously Carrie Russell is an absolutely incredible actor, but it's like so painful to watch her just break down like this. Mm-hmm. And she's working through all of these feelings. I was a little disappointed, and I just think that, you know, she's roommates with how many of these women, right? Like, we have Megan, Elena, fucking Molly's back, which we'll talk about. I felt like she didn't really have the support of the girl group in a way I was kind of hoping she would. They checked in on her a little bit, but I was almost hoping, again, obviously we're going to have Noel swooping in, saving the day, whatever. I was almost hoping that there would be some sort of like girls' night kind of like camaraderie, like helping with Felicity in this breakup, and I didn't see it.
This is a classic 20-something plight. Like, I think, I always say how, like, I think that 20s are probably your hardest decade, because like, you're trying to figure out your life. Like, everybody, you don't have like a very good support system, because like, oftentimes, like, you know, maybe you're like miles away from your parents, and all of your friends who you love are also in their own shit and figuring out their own problems. So like, there's a lot of times in your 20s when you're just like, off floating, trying to navigate the world. You're fucking piss poor because you don't have a career yet. You're trying to figure out what you want to do. It is literally the hardest time. And like, I really hate it when the older generations are like, people are in their 20s or like lazy and they have like no ambition and they don't want to work. It's because like their life is so an upheaval. And I don't know how the older generations forget. Oh, I know how. Because when they were in their 20s, they can buy a house for the cost of eggs today. Like that's how they forgot, because they don't, there's no comparison. So like, I give a lot of credit to the younger generations, to the people in their 20s, because it's a bunch of fuckery. And then on top of that, they're being told that if they're not married by the time that they're 30, they've failed. So like, yeah. It is such like an issue. Really,
it's a tough time in anyone's life. And I think like a good way to put it for 20 somethings is they're being told they're adults, and legally they are adults. But they're at this really weird midpoint where people still treat them like children. Mm-hmm. People still treat them like they're younger, but then have the expectations of adults put on them. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, but like, that's just not the way the world works. Like, you don't just turn 18 and magically know everything you want to do with your life and magically have enough money to make it all happen. Most people don't have that luxury. And so like, usually, I mean, at least on television shows, because I don't have a ton of experience with this, but like, I feel like, I mean, Friends is probably the best example I can think of, where in your 20s, your friends are your family. Like, you're relying on a support system, your found family. You're usually relying on your found family over your like blood related family, whether it's proximity, like you said, like location, you're away at college, or maybe you're moving, you know, you're growing farther away from your family. I think like your friends are your support system a lot of times in this age bracket, mm-hmm. of like 20 yeah. to 30, you know?
Yeah. But like, I think, I mean, like, I don't know about you, but like for me, it very much felt like everybody was just in their own shit and they didn't really have time to deal with all the shit that I was going through. Like, I didn't have really like an incredible support system. Like, I had, like, we would hang out, but like, it wasn't like we had a ton of time to talk about like stuff, like, or I was listening to their stuff and then I felt like I didn't have enough, like there wasn't enough space for me. Like, this could definitely be
no
like
one was holding issue. Space for you. Yeah.
Nobody would hold my finger. I realized, by the way, this is such like a, I am so much like Ariana, where like, I just want the smallest little bit of contact. Like, I like when I'm like in a mood and I just want to like be comforted, like I like put like a singular finger on like Adam's shoulder and I'm like, I feel better now. Cause like, I don't want like major contact. I just want the littlest bit of contact.
That's funny. Yeah. It's, I don't know. I think I would disagree and just say when I was like college years, you know, that age, I did spend like my friendships were extremely important to me, not above my family. I don't think this is news to anyone. I've always been really close to my family. So it's not like I lacked for a support system in that way. It was just that the friends that I was close to, I was extremely close to. So I don't know. It just, I understand why Noel gets the storyline and the breakup kit and all of that, but I was just a little bit sad to see. It's so obvious Felicity's going through it, right? Like, she's painting like nobody's business. Like, she's obviously fraught. And I kind of wish the girls had just.
But we also already did that. Like, we did it like I think it was earlier this season when they went out and clubbed, like, or last season.
Sure. Sure.
We just did it. So I think,
but I think she needed a breakup like moment. Like, let's get a big tub of ice cream. Let's like watch a movie that's going to make us cry. Like, I'm not like upset with the way this episode goes, because the breakup kit is like incredible and I'm excited to talk about it.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But yeah, like, Felicity's really going through it, and Ben, in his infinite fucking wisdom, gets approached by Avery and is like, hey, I'm going to Southampton. You want to come? There's an extra room. We don't even have to see each other. Like, there's so many people there.
Who's so considerate. Yeah.
Fucking A. She's just like, she knows everything to say to get him to agree. And he's a dumb fuck. So he says yes. And off they go to Southampton in this massive, massive house. And she's like, oh, do you want to like go swimming later? Like, oh, do you mean so you can wear a bikini in front of him, Avery? That's why you want to go swimming?
Because it's a beach town. Yeah.
Well, he's like, no, I'm just going to go for a walk later. So much whispering from Ben every time he talks, and okay, I can't unnotice it.
For somebody that is Team Ben Legally Forever, seems like you fucking hate Ben, honestly.
Okay, no, I gotta turn this around.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's with Avery in Southampton.
you can't even try.
I can't even try. What do we think? So they do inevitably kiss while they're there.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a fine kiss, but then Avery like apologizes. Like she's like, I've been thinking about that forever. Mm-hmm. And this is what I don't get, Sarah. This is why Ben is an enigma to me, and probably why that makes people love him, is people love a mysterious man. Mm-hmm. So let's timeline this out, right?
Yeah.
Ben and Felicity, so aftermath, we have a few days of no contact. They get together. Ben is like, I'm confused. Felicity says, okay, well then figure your shit out, I guess. Like maybe we should break up. They go their separate ways. Ben gets invited to Southampton. Ben goes to Southampton. Yeah. Ben and Avery share a kiss.
Yes.
Felicity shows up in Southampton.
Yeah.
Says, I love you. Basically does the whole fight for you speech, right? Like, I want to fight for us. I should have said that. I love you. We should stay together. They hug. Ben says, thank you for coming. You drove all this way. That means so much.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could say I knew more now. So you listen to me. He should. Sarah, am I crazy? He shouldn't have hugged her.
Well, I mean, like, he's probably thinking like, oh, it's just it's a hug. It's like, hugs are harmless. You hug your grandma, you know?
It's so upsetting. He says, I wish I had a better answer, but I don't. He spends the rest of the time with Avery in Southampton. They don't kiss or anything. They seem to like have a good time, right? Because they're kind of like bantering when they get back.
Because it's so fun.
And then after all that, I think this is when he calls and gets Megan on the phone, which we'll talk about.
Okay.
Is that right? Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think so. And then he has the audacity to be like, oh, well, I showed Avery my B-. And she's like, yikes, you're fucking dumb.
Which is so funny.
It was so good.
She was like, ooh.
Yikes, you should have actually cheated because you're a fucking moron. She's like, that's
B-. She's like, I would never.
Wow, what a dumbass. And so he's like, you know who will hold my hand and make me feel better and tell me it's okay? Felicity. She loves a B-.
Because she knows, like, Ben is like a certified dummy, so a B- is very good for her.
Yeah,
for him.
So this is when he shows up and he's like, oh hey, I got a B-. Also, I love you and I want to be together. And she asks, oh well, what happened? And he said, nothing happened.
Nothing. Little dirty ass rat liar.
Excuse me, can I ask, can we talk about, like, what is the line, right? What is the line from nothing to something? Is it kissing? Is it handholding? What is the line?
I just, like, I think it's really just like intention. I don't know. Like, I think, like, it's, I mean, like, it's all cheating, and we can talk all day about like emotional cheating versus physical cheating and like what's actually worse and whatnot. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, like, clearly it was cheating. Like, but also, were they broken up at this point? Kind of.
They were broken up. I wouldn't call this cheating because, in my opinion, they were broken up. But even still saying nothing happened.
I mean, that's a lie.
That's like, a fucking lie. Something happened. You kissed. What do you mean?
Be lying to your partner, especially if you're trying to say, like, I love you and I want to work this out. Like, that's very counterintuitive, counterproductive towards like working towards a relationship.
And he's like, oh, nothing happened. Well, that's not true. Being there made me realize I didn't want to be there. And it made me realize I wanted to be here with you.
That, I mean, once again, that's a lie. I think like, I mean, like, I do think that the kiss and her showing up did make a difference for him, because like, he seemed pretty disconnected. And Avery said as much, like, oh, like after Felicity, like you seem to be like very much like in your head and not available. So I do think that it made a difference. And he did probably come out of that thinking like, you know what, like I really like Felicity and like what I'm building with Felicity. I like who I am with Felicity. And all that shit. And I think like the comments on like the B probably like solidified that for him, because he was like, you know, oh, like this is not the type of person I want to be with. Like Felicity just makes me feel good about myself, which is like, I mean, like being with somebody that makes you feel good about yourself is like, makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. So I think like that he did come out of it thinking like, oh, I want to be with Felicity. Like she's the one for me. But if that's the case, you can't be lying. Like you can't be lying.
It just is so infuriating. This is the exact problem I had with Noel, like back in the day, was the like the wishy-washiness, like the indecisiveness. Yeah. There is nothing I hate more than indecision. And so like this motherfucker.
You married a Libra, but pop off, ma'am.
Listen, I will say he is indecisive about certain things and it does get him on fucking nerves. However, he has never been indecisive in our relationship.
No.
And that is the important part. And that is because he's a Scorpio Venus, ladies. So you want a dedicated man, get yourself a Scorpio Venus. He has never been indecisive about that. In fact, like very, very early on when I was like we're talking not even a few months into us dating.
You mean it was like yesterday? No, I'm joking. I'm just trolling.
Yesterday. No, it feels like yesterday. No, it was like very early on in our relationship. Like I remember we had a big fight and he was like so scared that was like, that meant that was it. Like that meant fight equals breakup.
Yeah.
And I had to be the one to be like, that's not what that means. Like we're not breaking up as a result. And this sort of indecision kills me, because if the answer is that you're unsure of who you want to be with, the answer is don't be with either of them.
Yeah.
Like that needs to be the answer. And I hated that he lied to her too, because we end the episode with like, I don't know, I guess Felicity and Ben are together. Like they hug. Like where do you see this going, Sarah? Like we only have a few episodes left of the season.
I mean, like, I think it makes sense that they're together right now, but I just like, I agree. Like, I really just don't see a real future for them. Like, I think that they're just like not long for this world, as I like to say. And I think that it really will come down to the finale and what kind of like bullshit happens. And I think like, I don't know. Like, I think like the show's formula is like a lot of like the shit happens in the finale, like the decisiveness of like, once again, I say this all the time, but like, who is Felicity going to go to summer vacation with?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's just bad. Like she is so down bad for this man. And like, let's even like flash back to season one, right? Like he is the what if guy. He is the like, what would happen if we got together? But what if? And it's all just like crashing down around her and he's toying with her. And obviously it doesn't feel like he's malicious in it. He's confused. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean just because you're not trying to hurt somebody that you're still not doing it. And it just fucking sucks, man. It fucking sucks.
So you wish that like they weren't, like you don't want them together.
No, not at this point. I liked Ben when he actually like gave a shit about Felicity and her feelings and didn't just take this opportunity of like, I saw a woman die and now we have this weird connection. Like, I just, and maybe this is something that a 20 something like Ben isn't considering, but like, do you really think long-term it's going to work with Avery? Like, Ben, do you really think that? I don't think he's thinking about that though.
I don't know. Like, I don't think he, the thing is that I don't think that Ben is thinking about long-term with anybody. And like, I mean, like, honestly, why should he? He's 22 years old, 21 years old, 20 years old, something like that. Like, he shouldn't be thinking about this type of bullshit. Like, but he shouldn't be in a relationship then too.
Yeah.
You just want to hook up. I tell you what, like, I think that there's probably billions of girls out there that will hook up with you. Like, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah. It's really bad.
Yeah. And this is like a serial shit with him. Like, he, like, you know, he kind of did it to Julie. He's already done it to Felicity before in some capacity, not cheating, but just being like, I don't know if I'm like interested in being in a relationship. He kind of gets freaked out a little.
He's like a commitment phobe at times. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, which, you know, he can work it out on his own. Like, nobody, I don't know. Like, he just shouldn't be in a relationship. I really believe that, but it's okay, yeah. I guess.
Can we talk about, before we move on to one of our other characters, can we just talk about Felicity's paintings? Because I feel like we've talked a lot about, you know, Joey's like art and whether or not it's good. Mm-hmm. I've brought up on my screen an example of Felicity's art. Yeah. You know art better than I do. Can you like define the style of art this is? It looks like she took stencils with letters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Started there.
Graffiti type. I mean, slam. Like, it's definitely modern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the word slam, and then it honestly looks like she just took her brush and was like, shoo, 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 just which
I do like that a lot of the time. So do we have another angle?
I'm trying to find, because she paints a lot in this episode. I really can't wait. There's okay,
you see, I do like that I like this. I think it's yeah, there's like some splatter. It's definitely,
we see her like just like whoosh with the brush a couple times.
I like what is behind there. Like, that is actually kind of like my style. Like, I
it's
like
almost galaxy-ish, right?
Like, you know, I do like that. Ooh, something said life over there.
I think where I land is I hate the stenciled words, but I don't mind the like carefree splish splosh paints.
I guess like I really like actually the one that she's working on now, the blue. Like, yeah. I would hang that up in my home, but I don't know. I wish I like understood. I guess like maybe it's like represents like the chaoticness like of her mind. Yeah. Just like some mumbo jumbo like that. But
yeah.
I don't know what it all means, but I don't know. Maybe I'm not meant to know what it all
means. I mean, at least she's not painting pictures of Ben or anything, I guess. But but yeah, that's her artwork. I wanted to just hone in on.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Once again, do you have any sadness about being team Ben? I'm only asking because I want to put it like I want to make you feel bad for not taking my one-time offer.
I'm only doing this to make you feel like shit. No, Ben sucks right now, but I do think this is a cyclical show, right? The pendulum is going to swing. Eventually it's going to swing back in my direction. So
sure.
I'm happy to play out the waiting game.
Sure. And
eventually for things to turn back in Ben's favor. Which will inevitably happen.
That, I mean, that is fair. However, I just want you to feel like a loser today. Well,
you know what's really going to make me feel like a loser?
What?
Is talking about Felicity and Noel. Because.
Yeah.
Noel is the fucking best this episode.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's very manipulative and he's only doing it to get into her pants. Let's be clear. But yeah.
Sure, depending on how you want to look at his motives, right? Ulterior motives, if he has any. He's like almost, checking.
He almost admitted today
that
he liked her.
He did. He very much did. He's seizing an opportunity he sees before him, or he was going to. He's checking in on her. He's seeing how she is. I adored the breakup kit. I adored it. I thought it was so freaking sweet, so thoughtful. Like, let's be real, Sarah. If I'm Felicity and Noel comes in and presents me with that breakup kit, immediately taking my pants off. Just like immediate pants removal. You know what I mean?
Okay, what is in the breakup kit? Do we have...
Okay, I wrote this down.
Okay,
yeah, I wrote this down. We have a Toblerone candy bar.
Okay, that is good. That is the aircraft standard. You only get Toblerones typically if you go on the plane, which...
Yeah, this is a friend's thing. Joey got a massive Toblerone. For a while, my family had a tradition of everyone got a Toblerone in their stocking. I love Swiss chocolate and... Quickest way to my heart, Swiss chocolate sounds great. So that was the first thing in there. He also gave her, and I was a little confused about this part. He gave her a like coupon, I guess, for a free popcorn, but it didn't look like it was like a homemade coupon. Like, I'll make you a bag of popcorn. It looked like it was like for a movie theater.
Oh, okay.
He also got her a double feature for a movie for her and a friend. So she'd go to the movies.
Her and a friend.
A.K.A. Noel.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. This makes more sense. It was a coupon for free popcorn so that like she can go to the movies and have popcorn. Okay. That's very considerate. Yeah.
He also got her an Aretha CD because I know how you get when you listen to Aretha.
Yeah. Do you know that? I think so. Maybe Megan has said that before. Okay.
No, she listens to, was it Sarah McLachlan for Ben or whoever that was?
She gets down. She twerks her ass for Aretha.
She backs it up for Aretha.
Okay. Yeah. Great to know.
He got her a book, which I don't know what book it was. I didn't pay attention to that
Men are from Mars, women are from
How to not break down when you're breaking up.
That's a beautiful book. Yeah.
He also got her, and this is probably my favorite thing in the entire box. I'm not going to lie. And this I think is a handmade coupon for a magic show that Noel will put on. He knows two really good tricks, maybe three, but he has to practice.
Two of which involve his dick.
Hey, let me introduce you to the magic stick.
I don't want to see Noel's magic show. I don't know.
I do. I want to see it. One, because either it's either going to be really good and be really impressive or really so bad that it's hysterical.
Okay. Thank you. Is that it? That's not even the
whole thing.
Wow. I mean, this is the kids There's call this more. The kids call this a boo basket. This boo basket is popping off.
This is called a boo basket?
A boo basket. Oh, yeah.
Like a boo-hoo? Is that what the boo means?
It's like boo. You know, you're my boo. Like, you give, like, the kids are giving, like, baskets for, like, Valentine's Day or Halloween or, like, actually Christmas, any holiday, birthdays, and they call it a boo basket. And usually, like, their mothers make it for them.
I want to leave the silence in because I just they call I've never heard of if I Google this is gonna be a thing.
A boo basket.
Wow, it's on here.
You're my boo.
Here we go. What is TikTok's viral boo basket trend?
Yeah, it's for your boo
basket.
It's a basket.
I thought it meant oh, you're sad. So boohoo.
Yeah, like I think it could be. Yeah, I think it could be boohoo basket. That could definitely be it also.
Parents on Reddit are complaining about being expected to create one for their kids after spending so much on trick-or-treating candy, hayrides, pumpkin patches, costumes.
Yeah. Apparently now if you're a parent, if your son has a girlfriend, you're now in the red spending this much money on poo baskets.
Ridiculous. Okay, so then so we have the magic show. And then the last thing he gets her is Eunice Green's beef stew. And apparently it is the recipe for Aunt Eunice's beef stew. She's dead, but Noel offers to make it for her.
I'm very sorry. Beef stew?
Beef stew.
Do you like stew? I like stew.
Who doesn't like stew? Yeah. Some people don't have to make it.
Some people don't.
Now, can I tell you this, in my opinion, is the key indicator of an ulterior motive. And can I tell you why?
The stew itself?
Yes, the stew is the ulterior motive.
Why the stew?
Because stews notoriously take a very long time to make.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, hey, I'll make you the beef stew. Why don't we hang out for 6 hours while it's in the crock pot? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Let me get my Dutch oven. I'll bring it on over here. We'll hang out for hours.
I do know what you mean. Okay. So this is, his intentions are, we will be here all damn day working on this.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what do we think of this breakup kit? Is this an adequate breakup kit? Yes. I feel like we're missing a few items, but.
What? It has chocolate. Mm-hmm. It has movies. Does it need tissues? Is that what
you're thinking? That was the key item I think we're missing.
Well, we don't want to cry. We don't want to encourage the crying.
I also feel like at this age, we're missing maybe a bottle of wine. I feel like a bottle of wine, maybe a gummy or two, that this isn't the time for that. But I do think we could have done with a little bit more of some substances in there. But overall, I am pro breakup kit.
I think this was very generous. I give this a 10 out of 10. Good job, Noel. Such a sweet guy, Noel is, unlike the other one, whatever the fuck his name is. I don't remember anymore.
The Whisper Menace.
Mr. Fuckhead, I am very happy. Ulterior motives or not, I am very happy to be a Team Noeler today. And I would just like to say, I was never really doubting being Team Noel. I was just trying to.
You definitely didn't try to pawn him off on me last
podcast. No, it was really only so that I can come here and say I told you so.
Because you watched ahead
episode. No, I did not watch ahead. I had shit to do.
I'm just checking in because we know you like to just peruse the wikis.
I don't peruse the wikis. The wikis find me.
The wikis peruse you.
they look all over.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just love to say, I told you so. And I want you to be like, gosh, I really wish I did the trade because I'm going to win and you're going to lose and then I'm going to smile.
Can I just say the only thing that the only regret I will ever have about not being Team Noel is that I find Scott Foley just so ridiculously attractive.
Yeah. I'm sorry you had to pick the Uggo. I'm sorry that you have to be.
I do think the actor Nick, whatever the fuck his name is,
his name is Scott Speedman. What are you talking about?
Oh, you know why? On Grey's Anatomy, the character he played was named Nick. I will say he has aged extremely well.
Scott Foley was in Grey's Anatomy?
No. Speedman.
I meant Scott Speedman.
Yeah. Maybe Scott Foley actually was also on Grey's Anatomy at one point. He died, though.
Don't we all?
We do all die. So a spoiler alert for Grey's Anatomy. It's a really old plot line. It's fine. So then Felicity does invite Noel over. They're like, I think he's about to start the stew. And that's when Felicity has a little bit of a mentee bee and is like, I'm going to go to Southampton.
Yes. Yeah.
I need to tell him my feelings.
She was so rude because he did all of this for her and she was like, nah, I'm impressed. I gotta go to Southampton. Excuse me.
The time was so funny. So she goes, Noel does kind of warn her, are you sure you're prepared to hear what he's gonna have to say? Which I thought was a good move, but let her go. She wants to go, whatever.
Let her be a dirty slut.
Let her be sad. She comes home and this is when she calls Noel and he's making the stew. And like you said, he is very close to admitting his feelings for her. Ultimately, he doesn't.
He says, I don't want to make this weird. And she, like, that's when, like, Ben, like, walks through the door, right?
Fucking Ben. Yeah. Mr. Ben walking in to say, Mary, wee.
I'm here. I've made it back from the Southampton.
Yeah. Ridiculous. But yeah, then we do get at the end of the episode, Felicity being like, you don't know how great it is to have like a friend like you. You're the best, Noel.
That is blah, blah, blah. Rough. Do you think that you've ever friend zoned a man?
No.
You don't think so? Really?
Your face. I don't think so. Like, I've never had. Maybe once, now that I think about it, maybe I did once, that it was because I was in high school. I was really close friends with a guy, but I had a boyfriend at the time, and we were like incredibly tight. Like, so maybe I friend zoned him if he had feelings. I don't know if he did.
Yeah, I probably friend zoned a man or two in my day.
It happens to the best of us, you know?
Yeah. Do you think I friend-zoned you at first? And what is your number one advice to get out?
Incredible. All right. Well, that is Felicity and Noel. Can we talk about let's finish up the Ben nonsense and talk about the Megan and Ben moment.
That was such a magical moment. I just don't understand why Megan thinks that she's so much older than Felicity. But anyway, Ben calls the apartment, the girl's apartment, to talk to Felicity. Wow. I was about to call Megan Melissa. Megan answers the phone and is like, Felicity's not here, but let me give you a piece of my mind.
I loved this because she goes on an entire tirade. She says, when Felicity and I were met, we were not friends. We're roommates. I didn't even like her. I thought she was just some loser, prissy, navel-gazing, self-centered, whiny, over-introspective little freak. That's a lot of adjectives. And she said, but since then, we've become friends. I don't know why. Maybe she was looking for an older sister to protect her, to help her out, lead her to the way forward of her. Maybe I was looking for a little sister, someone I could beat up on. But now we're friends. It just sort of happened. One thing we do have in common are these last 3 years. And I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but the fact is I love Felicity. I do. I love her. I love her like she was my weird, spastic little baby sister. And I mean it when I say this, Ben. If you hurt her, I will kill you.
Yeah, that was great. Okay, sorry. Hold on. Adam, answer me back. He says, yes. My advice is to abandon all hope. If you're friend zoned, it's over. And I said, that answered 0% of my questions. And he said, it's answered what people want to know. You never friend zoned me though you probably think you did, but because you sent me pics of your boobs, so, which I did not. I did not in totality.
Okay, I guess so. No nipples, but there was cleavage.
Yeah,
is what I'm hearing. Yeah. Okay. Also, I just need to point out for anyone who hasn't listened to our bonus coverage that dropped this past weekend for Simply Irresistible.
Yeah,
you must watch it for many reasons. One of which is the graphic that Sarah did up with the crab, where he looks like he's a god, just like. You know, a ghostly god.
He is a god. What are you talking about?
Secondly, for the fact that the file name for the graphic that Sarah created is called Simply Crab Test.
Yeah.
It's anyway, hard. Go listen to that podcast. Okay, I don't even know. Oh, right. Okay, so the Megan and Ben conversation. I love this. I feel like we've kind of suspected Megan's feeling this way when she takes Felicity out on a girls' night earlier in the season. Like, she's been sticking up for Felicity a lot. And this is what I had wanted to see in terms of, like, support around Felicity and this breakup. I loved this from Megan.
I love this too. I think that it just shows Megan's heart. Like, when Megan might be like a little rough at start, but once you're her person, like, you're her person. Like, she is loyal and loving and will defend you until the day's end. And that is very cool to see. And especially, it's cool to see this like perspective of from Megan's point of view about Felicity and their friendship.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, let's stick on Megan. Let's talk about this whole Megan and Sean seance storyline.
I kind of loved this. I just wish that any percent of it was actually like true. But they basically, this is a moment where they're talking about their differences in how they see the world. And Megan, of course, is into seances and speaking to the dead. And Sean is like, that's a bunch of bullshit. Like, it doesn't happen. So they have a seance because Megan is like, you need to have an open mind, stop being judgy. And in the seance, Megan allegedly channels Sean's Goomba?
Nope. Gaboom.
Gaboom. Okay.
Which
Gaboom.
I was going to ask you, like, have you ever heard this as like a term for your grandparent?
No. I mean, like, if we're being authentically Jewish, then it would have been like Bubby, but or Yiddish, but Gaboom. I mean, like, people call like their grandparents anything, like Mimi. Like, I mean, grandparents can be anything. That's
my high school boyfriend's grandmother liked to be called Roro because her name is Rose and she refused to be like grandma. Interesting. Gaboom. Yes. So they're like doing a seance. Molly's there for whatever fucking reason because she is into this, I guess. And the entire time Sean is like being a skeptic, right? Oh, this isn't real. This is stupid. Why are we doing this? So Megan fucks with him and channels Gaboom. I loved the accent that she put on for Gaboom.
That was very good. It was very, once again, New York Yiddish. Like, that's pretty much like what my bubby sounded like. So very authentic.
I loved it. So she plays with him and she says, oh, like, check in this room, in this drawer or whatever the fuck. Like, there, I left you something, Sean.
And he, I left you something, Sean.
You think, the show makes us think, buys into it. But so he tells Megan that, oh, we found like $4,000 in like an envelope.
Wow. Yeah. I was very excited when this happened because he is like, he believes it. Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't believe it.
He makes her think he believes it.
Because then she's like, no, I was faking it. I just want, because didn't she say that, no, I was faking it? But then didn't he go and check anyway, allegedly? And then really, I found $4,000. And she was like, oh, wow, maybe I really did channel Gaboom. And he's like, you know what? Like, I'm so happy. Like, you know, go buy yourself the boots and like I will pay you back that you want.
So then is where the red flag was raised for me is the go buy your boots and I will reimburse you rather than him handing over the card and being like, treat yourself to those boots.
Treat yourself, because she had no money. She doesn't have enough money for boots. So she got the boots and then she comes back and is like, and he's like, you look so fucking hot in those boots, girl. You look so good. But I will tell you that I was bullshitting and there was no money. And then she goes, he double bullshitted her. And then she was like, triple bullshitted her. Because then she was like, well, joke's on you, bitch, because I have no money. And I use your credit card for the boots.
And these are red patent leather boots. And they're like chunky. Mm-hmm. They're expensive, I bet. I don't know if they actually say. I think it was like, well, a couple $100.
Sure. So, I mean, like, I was triple gooped and gagged. I think I would like the storyline better if somehow he really did find money and Megan actually is a little bit witchy. I think that, like, I would
enjoy it more. But I don't know. Like, we get like another typical argument.
Who do you think is like, is there a hero and a villain? Like, is there a right and wrong person in this whole thing or no?
No, because they both tricked each other. I think that they're even. And I think that they, I don't know. It seems like a lot of like fuckery, essentially.
I guess the biggest gripe I had was with Sean being like such a skeptic, and it's not okay. Let me rephrase this. I understand Sean's skepticism and he has every right to feel the way he does. However, I think it's really tough when your partner is super into that sort of thing and like wants you to be a part of it. So I think you either have to say, I don't want any part of this seance, or you have to like stop being a dickhead while it's happening. But that being said, like, obviously her spending hundreds of dollars on his credit card, like they're both wrong and right simultaneously. So I think it just kind of evens out.
I don't know. Do you think that he was really that bothered? I think he wanted her to have the boots.
Oh, maybe. You think this is just a way for him to like give her boots? But no, but he wanted her to spend her own money on the boots.
I don't know. But then like, why would he want her to spend money that she didn't have?
To get her back for trying to trick him.
Oh, okay.
And like, they have a very like contentious relationship at times. Yeah.
My partner literally does not want me to spend any money ever. So I couldn't relate.
Yeah, very different. Very different.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. So that's the whole Megan and Sean storyline. Let's quickly talk about Molly's return.
I can't believe that she came back, especially this soon.
Especially with blonde highlights.
Ooh.
Girl.
I almost ended it all when I saw her on my screen.
Unbelievable.
The end of my life, actually.
She wasn't even gone for like an episode and now she's back. And not only that, she comes back and she immediately burns Elena's eyeballs.
She is the worst because, yes, she is like, oh my God, this was so much like, hi, I'm into, remember you had like a D&D character that was like into poking people with
acupuncture.
Acupuncture. And you're like, let me do acupuncture on you. And then like you ruined somebody's, I think eyesight also.
In my defense, I rolled very well. The other character did not, and therefore I stabbed him in the eye.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tom Palmer. It was his character.
Yeah, very much like that. Because she was like, I'm into
face masks
now. And she like did a chemical burn on Elena's eyes.
What kind of face mask is going to burn the fuck out of your corneas?
I don't know. Probably a lot.
Is it acid? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically Molly's return makes Elena go blind. And so Molly is going to be her sight for a little while. And Elena meets DeForest, I believe his name is, played by the one and only, the incomparable Kenan Thompson.
That was pretty incredible. Like, I watched Kenan. I was definitely an All That girl. And I watched And I watched Good Burger, which we haven't covered yet, but I would love to cover
Good Burger. Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Yeah. I watched All That. And then it is incredible that Kenan is now like the longest standing cast member of SNL, which only makes sense because his beginnings was All That.
Which was kids SNL.
Exactly. So like I'm like so happy to see Kenan here in this spot, and a total surprise. Like, I really didn't anticipate seeing him. I was very wary of this storyline at first, especially as somebody who has like struggled with weight and my body image for my entire life. So I wasn't looking forward to the inevitable Elena getting her sight back and then realizing that the guy that she was talking to, who she envisioned being whatever she envisioned him being like a bigger guy, who is shorter than her. So it seems at times, I don't know.
How tall was he? I didn't even notice.
He seemed like he was shorter than her, but he's only 5'9". Yeah. Like she was probably taller than him.
Wow. I'm surprised. I don't know why Kenan doesn't give short king vibes, but, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. I was extremely wary when I realized what the storyline was that we were going for here. I was also extremely wary that like Molly is Elena's eyes and like, what is she going to say? How is she going to describe him?
I really hated Molly's like how she handled this entire thing also, because like yes. She was like the whole time she was just like, oh, I don't know, like what you're going to think. Like I really like, and she was judging like Elena when Elena eventually saw Kenan, like I think that she was surprised, but I don't think that it came from a place of judginess, at least in this episode. Who the fuck knows what we're going to get in the future. But I know for a fact that Molly was judging him the entire time.
Oh, for and sure. She looked like the entire time she wanted to be like, I don't know if you're actually going to like him when you see him.
Yeah. And I wish that she would have just been like, Elena, I just want you to know that he's a bigger guy. Like, I don't know if you're not into that, but he's like really, really nice. He really seems to be into you. He will be like probably a great partner, but I just want you to know that he's a bigger guy. If you're not into that, fine, but I just want you to know. Like, and like, let's like take away like the stigma of like, because like, yeah. I hated like, cause in a way, like she was, it was just that she was judging. Like she was judging the entire time about yeah. him. And if she just like took away that question mark and was just like, ooh, like, I don't know what you'll think. Like, I hated how she handled it. And I yeah. really hope, like, I really like Elena was just like, yeah, like maybe like you weren't what I was thinking, but like, you know, I'm like going to go on the date, and we see them on the date later and they're laughing and having like the best time ever. And I just hope that the storyline doesn't turn into being like, you know, I really, really like him, but I'm not attracted to him, which is probably what it's going to turn into.
I truly hope not. Because I totally agree with you that that feels like what will happen. But Felicity has the show has not always done the kind of, they've zigged when we thought they'd zagged in the yeah. past. So yeah. I hope that that's the case here too. Because I agree with you. Like, it was almost like Love is Blind before Love is Blind existed. Like,
yeah,
like it made me feel bad for him that he even felt like he had to say, now that you can see me, like, if you don't want to go out, I get it. And At first I was a little concerned that she was only going out for him so as not to appear like an asshole. But then once they were on the date, they seemed to be having such a great time. And he was so kind, right? Like the whole thing is she's in her med school class or pre-med classes. Molly is, you know, because she feels guilty taking notes for Elena, but she's not pre-med. And DeForest is the one who offers to take notes for her. He takes notes for her. He makes her laugh. Like they have a ton in common seemingly. And she even says to Molly, like, I haven't felt this way since I was with Tracy. Like, it was fun to like laugh and be appreciated and everything again. I really hope, and it's Kenan, so like, because we recognize the actor, I hope that means that he's going to be hanging around for a little bit. I just hope the storyline doesn't go the way that like we're concerned it might go, because it would break my heart if that was the case. Because body shaming is wrong, and like, it's fine if she's not attracted to him, right? Mm-hmm. But like, I just don't need to see a plus size person or yeah. an episode where body shaming is a thing and like where we have to watch this character feel awful about himself. Like, I don't want that. And he seems like a really lovely guy based on the, you know, 10 seconds we've seen of him so far. And I want Elena to be happy, and I want her to be happy with a person who is going to make her feel good about herself and that she's going to make them feel great about themselves. So
yeah.
I don't know. I feel so conflicted about the storyline.
I would be very surprised if we get him as long as we had Tracy, but
knowing the end of the season is in sight, especially too.
I think. I just want her to feel appreciated for who she is and get like confidence back. And I would be so happy if the reason why they don't work out is anything but his weight.
Exactly.
Anything but, like, if he cheated on her or she, like, you know, if it's some anything, I would just be pleased, because then it's not what I would have expected. But yeah. I just feel as though, like, I can see where the storyline would go, and it's not going to be very sensitive, and it's going to make me like sad. Like, and I just feel like it's going to, we are going to hear, I really, really like him, but I'm just not attracted to him. Like, I would put money on it.
I hope not. Okay. Well, that's the episode of Felicity. Let's give a point out to someone for this episode. Sarah, who do we give a point out to? Yeah, the breakup kit is great. It is. It's a really great breakup kit. So he's going to get our point. Yeah. And that means it's feedback time. So let's start with Jamie. Jamie sent in an email and she said, I apologize in advance because this is going to be really long, because I'm pissed at all three main characters. So this is interesting.
Oh, including Felicity?
We'll see. I guess so. We have. So let's start with that motherfucker, Ben Covington. First of all, what a fucking coward that man is. That scene at Epstein Bar where he's telling Felicity he's confused reminded me of the scene in season one where he broke up with Julie. Or shall I say, had Julie break up with him. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Once again, he left all the work up to the woman. What should have happened was he first should have apologized to her for yelling at her twice last episode for no reason. And he should have also apologized for lying to her when he said nothing was going on with Avery, when clearly there was, or else he wouldn't be all of a sudden confused. He should have also been the one to ask Felicity for space so he can sort out his feelings. But again, he chooses to be a coward and Felicity was left to do all the work. What Ben should have done with the space was utilize either his Al-Anon support group or go see Dr. Pavone. Oh my God, we haven't seen Dr. Pavone in forever. To help him process and make sense of his feelings. But instead, that piece of shit decides to go to Southampton with Avery as if that's going to give him all the answers he needs. At the very least, he should have called Felicity and informed her of his decision to go there. And in the end, all it took was for Avery to not be proud of his B- for him to want to be with Felicity. What a moron. He doesn't deserve her. Also, Ben is stupid to not tell Felicity about the kiss with Avery. Does he really think Avery is just going to leave him and Felicity alone? Is he really that blind to who Avery is? What a stupid son of a bitch.
He's a dummy. He's a dummy.
Yeah, he is. Okay, so part two, on to Noel. Last week, I was ready to jump ship from Team Ben to Team Noel. I will say, unfortunately, I am off the Team Noel ship.
Boo!
I will say I loved the breakup kit. I thought it was so sweet. I love how much he cares for Felicity and will do anything to make her feel better when she is down. Where Noel lost me was when he and Felicity were eating Aunt Eunice's beef stew and he decided to declare his love for her. This was the wrong move, in my opinion, as Felicity had just come back from Southampton brokenhearted and she was clearly not in a place to receive him. It was a good thing Ben showed up before Noel could go on. This has always been a big issue for me with Noel. There has always been this desperation that he has for Felicity, which I find incredibly unattractive. Even if Felicity had accepted Noel's declaration, it would have come from a place of wanting to get over Ben, not Noel himself. This is so accurate. What Noel needs to do is play the long game. Continue to be a good friend to her. Let her come to him when she is ready to receive what Noel has to offer, aka his dick. That was me, not Jamie. What Noel needs to do, however, what this episode did make abundantly clear to me is that while he doesn't deserve it at this moment, Felicity loves Ben in a way she just never loved Noel. She proved it by going after him in Southampton, which is in stark contrast to when Noel left with Hannah, and Felicity not only let him go, but turned to art guy Eli. Mm-hmm. It's for that reason I just can't be Team Noel. That being said, I'm also not Team Ben. I'm Team We Need a Third Option.
Oh.
And now we have Jamie's thoughts on Felicity. I love this. I need Jamie to condemn every single one of the characters on the show.
Yeah, roast them all.
Give us the receipts. Okay. Now, finally, on to Felicity. First, I have to give an acknowledgement to Carrie Russell for an outstanding acting performance in this scene where she breaks down in her apartment. Totally agree.
Yes.
It was utterly heartbreaking. Now, with Felicity, I'm not so much angry with her as I am sad and disappointed. Oh, no. She's pulling the I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, no. My kryptonite.
I thought she was way too easy on Ben, and she should have held him more accountable for his blatant disrespect over the last few episodes. I disagreed with her decision to go to Southampton to talk to Ben, and I also disagreed with her decision to take him back. I guess she loves him, but I wish she loved herself a bit more. Oh, it's so true, though. I'm not saying she shouldn't have ever forgiven Ben, but he needed to take accountability for his actions and really put in the work to gain her trust back. I could go on, but I'll stop here. Sorry for the long message, but this episode really had me in my feels. Thanks for taking the time to read my message. Jamie, literally, I will always read your messages. And I loved this three-part series of you roasting the three main characters. Like, have at it, because they all deserve it.
It's very hard to love yourself. I feel as though that might be, I don't know, at least for me, I think that's like probably the hardest, one of the hardest things. Like I think it's like a battle. I don't know. Like how do people learn to love themselves, really?
I don't know.
You know, like I've heard like literally like people say that you have to like literally like look in the mirror and tell yourself that, like,
yeah, I've heard like, that
until you believe
affirmations
it,
yeah,
which I makes me feel incredibly uncomfortable. I don't know.
Yeah, like I think I the key is like
about, I think like I love aspects about myself, but
well, I think that's part of it though, because I think part of it is realizing that you're never going to love every single thing about yourself, right? Like every person has flaws, and so there's always going to be something that you either want to work on or like that just bothers you. But I think it's learning to accept sometimes that those things are just a part of who we are, like especially things you can't really change. Certainly, like if you're like, I'm messy, I could be cleaner, that's something you can work on. But yeah, like if your problem with yourself is like, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, like those are tough things to try to wipe away. Or well, like
you're just, you like know, I'm a stupid idiot uggo. Like
I would just say that's not productive though. Like nothing about those things is productive. Whereas saying something like, I could work on the XYZ, rather than I hate everything about myself.
Okay, Jessica, I'll try.
this has been the therapy moment for the podcast. Mm. All right, are you ready to hear what Temi has to say about this episode? Yeah. Maybe Temi will do another AMA with us. Let's see.
Maybe, if we're lucky.
Hi, ladies. Ben, he can make Felicity laugh, and that's part of why they're together. You see it at the end of the episode. For a while, you know, I wasn't sure what some of Felicity's reasons were for being with Ben other than the history. They have been a lot, through a lot since season one. This quote, I don't think you know what it's like to know someone like you. Felicity said that to Noel at the end of the episode. Who are the people in your life who are similar in behavior and interests you? And then, do you have any special recipes, foods, or otherwise? Maybe something in potions that you picked up from Professor Snape. Thanks. Bye.
Temi always comes in with the AMA questions. Okay. So let's start with the recipe one. I feel like that's a bit easier. Do you have any sort of like family recipes, Sarah, a la the beef stew?
No, I don't think I have any family. Oh, I make a really good eggplant parm, but it's not my family. It's like my ex's grandmother's recipe.
I mean, I think that's still fair. It's generationally passed down.
And I have a very good brownie recipe that, once again, my ex stole from a restaurant that he used to work in. So those are my special talents.
I would say, like, cookie. We have like family cookie recipes.
Yeah, you do. So, like Christmas cookies every year with your mom. And yeah, you have a, don't you have a book, or you have an Excel spreadsheet?
I have an Excel spreadsheet that has all of like the ingredients that we need for all of them. And there's one specific cookie that is a family recipe. It's a German cookie called a Spitzbuben. But it sounds ridiculous, but it's not my favorite. Like, it's not my preferred cookie. I prefer something sweeter. Spitzbubens aren't super sweet. They're like, they're more consisted of nuts. And
what percentage of German are you?
My mom is like 50% German, and my dad, I don't think, has a ton of German in him. He's more Irish, so less than 50%, I would say.
Okay, like, so wait, you're
25% maybe?
You're German, Irish. What else are you?
Mix of other European stuff. So right. German, Irish, there's like a little bit of English in there somewhere. Mm-hmm. My last name is Scottish, I think. So that's in there. It's all white Europeans though.
You're so white.
I'm very white. Yeah. Wow. Also, if you Google Spitzbuben, it's not the Spitzbuben I'm talking about. It'll show you like a cookie that has like jam in it. These are made into like little logs, but anyway, that's the family recipe that that I have.
What was the other question Temi asked?
The other question was about like if we have someone that we would say what Felicity said to Noel about, I don't think you know what it's like to know someone like you. What you did for me was everything, basically.
I don't know. I think that I don't know if I know somebody like you.
I don't think you know what it's like to know someone like you. I've had this thought about people in my life, I would definitely say. Like, I think there were times let me put it this way. I can be really tough on people. Like, I just have high expectations of others, right? And of myself. And I think that I was shocked when I was going through a really, really like tough time mentally with like COVID, and those couple of years, you know, were really hard. And my husband was like the most supportive person I had ever encountered. And I just kept thinking to myself, gosh, if the roles were reversed, I feel like I wouldn't have been as like supportive and kind, like just kind, right? Like I was annoying myself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like my anxiety was making me feel like I couldn't do anything. And I was so frustrated by that I assumed that other people were just as frustrated with me as I was with myself. And to find out that he wasn't, and that he was like, it didn't matter how many times I had like an anxiety attack, or it didn't matter, every single time he was just as supportive as the last time. And I was like shocked that a person could be as like selfless and supportive as he was. You know what I mean? Like I just hadn't encountered another person that was like that for someone else. Because I'm a little bit more of a selfish person than he is.
Yeah. I mean, I would give you credit of like, I think that when you really love a person, I think that you're more adaptable to their needs than you probably think. Like, I think that like with me, like, I think that you maybe like, yeah, like you can be like hard or like, more like brutally honest at times, but I think that like for you, you have found like specific deliveries, and like you've been present in our friendship that maybe is like atypical for you, but because you care for me, I think that you've worked around what you might typically do in order to be like to be a supportive person in our relationship. Like I'm like a delicate little flower. Like I need to be handled with care. Like, and you definitely know that. And the times when you've been more brash, I think like you also were able to be reflective and be like, okay, like maybe like this was not the best approach with her because I'm a delicate little flower that needs to be handled with care. So I just want to give you like props and just like let you know that like you do show up for people that way and you do have patience at times. But I think it's where it's like it has to be like your people. Like it's like,
yeah, it's not everyone for sure. Yeah.
But like when it's like your person, like it's your person. And like, of course I do think that you would show up for Will like that.
I would hope so. It was just like I said, I was just like very surprised that people like him, like not only existed, but like he wasn't frustrated. If he, and maybe he was, you know what I mean? Like maybe internally he was, but like the point is that he never let me see those frustrations because my God, and I've heard this my entire life. My mom still says it to me. Like I'm harder on myself than like literally any other person could ever be. Mm-hmm. So I like, so thank him for not then making me feel even worse than I already was in that situation. But yeah, that's who I would point out as like, I don't know, and maybe this is not great for me as a team Ben to be saying this about, like, you know, obviously it's my husband, so like her saying this to Noel, but yeah, I think it's like important to have people in your life that can surprise you in this way in moments, you know, like I never thought this was possible that you could like be this kind or this generous or XYZ, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's a gem and he's definitely able to love you the way that you need to be loved, which is great. I'm going to have to chew on it for me. I'm not quite sure. So
Think about it.
Yeah, I will. A good think piece, some homework.
See, Temi really is in support of our AMA, obviously.
Yeah, thank you. All right,
let's listen. We have two voicemails from DBK. I feel like I know what one of them is going to be already. So let's get into it.
I'm sure you guys pointed out that Megan sexually assaulted the models and we're not cool with that. Like, you know, you shouldn't like touch the models.
Oh yeah, that was really bad. I honestly forgot about that scene.
That was really bad. I honestly forgot about that scene. Yeah, I mean, you really put the nails to Megan when about that. I mean, totally the same response to Richard and like 5 minutes about how terrible he is. Maybe he should get kicked out of housing. So I'll just ask, is it that like when a woman does it to a man, it's not a big deal? Or like, I don't know. Like I don't know. For Jess, who like never remembers anything, to quickly be like, oh yeah, we condemn Megan. I'm a little...
We condemned Megan, didn't we? Okay, so that's the end of first voicemail. The thing is I would need to review the tapes and see exactly what Megan did. In my memory, which admittedly is fucking horrible, there were men without their shirts on for like this modeling calendar thing, right? And she went up and like was touching one on the chest or something, I think. In which case, not great to not touch someone without their consent ever, but I don't think that's exactly equitable to full on groping a woman's breasts. Like, it's just not. It's not. Just putting your hand on a man's chest.
Weapons, if like she grabbed his ass, would that be comparable?
Yes, that would be comparable, in my opinion. Yep. I think there's a difference between a man having a woman's hand put on his chest versus a full-on gropage of breasts.
Then would Richard be able to place his hand on...
Oh, neither thing should be happening.
Yeah.
Neither thing should be happening. But I do think the response would be different if all he did was just gently place a hand. Granted, that's fucking weird too. Just don't touch people, yeah. Please.
I think as women, like we have an easier time offensive to us, like to like what would happen to another woman. And then maybe like I don't think it's a bad idea to look at things differently from the other perspective, which I don't think that is as easy for us to comprehend and see.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what else DBK has to say.
What up though, ladies? All right. It's all good fun. I gotta get Jess back on my side because maybe she's a little mad at me. So Team Ben, baby, Team Ben. What a great episode for Ben. I mean, first, I'm gonna play it off. I'm gonna do it like I'm gonna go old school. We're gonna play it off like Julie. We're gonna get Felicity to break up with me. Now you can go to the Hamptons, have a good time with Avery, do whatever. But I won't really do whatever. I mean, nothing really happened. I mean, we made out, but I mean, we were broken up. So I don't have to tell Felicity that because we were broken up. Cool. And then she's going to make this cool gesture to me, but whatever about that. Who cares about that? I gotta figure my stuff out. And then I come home and I get my grade and it's a B minus. I'm like, Avery, look at this. My dumbass got a B minus. Isn't that great? And Avery's like, bro, yeah, you're such a dumbass. You shouldn't cheated. And then I'm like, whoa. Aww. Avery's not going to kiss my ass. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Maybe I made a mistake. I should go back to Felicity. Because Felicity will like be super proud of my dumbass getting a B minus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I mean, great episode. Obviously, Ben gets the point this episode. Ben, tip-top job.
And good job, Ben.
Smuck-ass over here trying to, like, comfort her, making her. Noel, you're a loser. Get out of here, Noel. Loser, Noel. Team Ben, baby, all the way. And then Elena, I mean, hopefully, you know, she's having a good time, whatever. But Team Ben, baby, woo!
I don't have anything. I mean, yeah, Ben sucks. Ben fucking Covington. That's what I have to say to that.
Yeah.
He sucks. I mean, who knows? By the end of the season 4, though, maybe we'll be singing a different tune.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what next week's episode title is?
Yeah.
Senioritis.
Oh yeah, I had a bad case of senioritis. Well, no, I didn't.
Noel is the only senior, right?
Yeah.
Is Megan a senior too? Maybe.
I would be surprised if she was. She keeps saying that she's older. Maybe she's secret older. Maybe it would be like, guess what? I'm graduating, and Felicity be like, how? And she'd be like, I'm a senior. You didn't even ask.
Duh, you never even asked me.
Never even asked, even though I was in the freshman dorms. You never even asked.
Yeah, well, that's next week, Senioritis, Season 3, Episode 15. We are at the anti-penultimate episode next week, and we're not going to be alone. We're going to be joined by the one, the only, Todd the Librarian, so that will be super fun.
Yay, Todd!
Wait. Of course, we already briefly mentioned it, but go check out our coverage of the movie Simply Irresistible. It's a fucking insane movie. You don't even have to watch it to listen to the podcast because we talk about it and it's fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
Go check out that podcast. And you know what? Go subscribe to us on YouTube. You want to know why? We just hit triple digits, baby.
Oh, we did? That's
exciting. We currently have 104 subscribers. So shouts out to you, 104 adorable, lovely people.
Wow.
But I'd like to get a little bit, I'd like to get us to 200 because, you know, okay, why not? Are we going to make any promises if we get to 200?
Do we have to? Do you want to do a giveaway?
AMA.
Self-interest. Want to give away some of those stickers?
I still have them, actually.
Yeah.
I got a pegboard recently in my basement. Yeah. And I hung them up on there. I was very happy about it.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll do a sticker giveaway.
If someone, please, anyone, everyone, I guess. Come on, subscribe. Anyway, that's all we have. Shit90spod.com, shit90spod@gmail.com. You know where to reach us. Next week, we'll be back for season 3, episode 15, Senioritis. So until then, everyone, have a good one. Goodbye.
Just ask. Shit 90 shows taught me.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.